Okay, break up family. Here we go. The breakup of the family. I'm writing this at 7:30 Christmas morning. The rest of my family is cautiously enjoying the tradition we're told to celebrate by opening gifts. Cautious because they know Dad, me, isn't very happy with this holy day. When I was young, I was extremely envious of my Christian neighbors who got to participate in Christmas. You see, I was born a Jew, and Hanukkah was nothing like the competition's extravaganza. When I was young, all of our neighbors participated in Christmas except us. So I was delighted to know that my wife was Catholic and worshipped Christmas. I couldn't wait to string lights around a freshly cut pine tree. But as the expression goes, don't wish for something because you might get it. Today's version of Christmas is beyond disgusting to me. It's not like it used to be many decades ago. I understand Christmas was about getting necessities, you know, clothes and such. But today, Christmas is a contest. You're forced to ante up year after year, having your cousins get many more gifts than your own sons and daughters. And just a few hours into it, the children are bored and didn't get what Santa was supposed to deliver. Even worse, the gifts that were given are nothing more than propaganda. I saw that my son got a doctor's bag, for example, complete with a syringe, so he can pretend to give himself a beautiful vaccination. I'm afraid to see what else is in the pile next to the tree downstairs. When you begin to wake up about life, you too are going to be disgusted about the holy days. Isn't it interesting that for more than 362 days a year, we're silently brainwashed into thinking that family is a bad thing? We get a token 3 or so days, Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, to try to bond with family we hardly see the rest of the year. Isn't that totally pathetic? When you read the biographies of the elite and just observe things, we begin to see what's happening. This is a Fabian-style drip, drip, drip agenda to break up the family. The evidence is all around us. Number one, the growing divorce rate. Two, prevalence of sex in the media. Three, drugs and alcohol. Four, technology, for example, the internet, TV, video games, texting, etc. Five, virtual reality. Six, anonymous sperm donation clinics. Seven, feminism. And eight, creating separation of the parent and the child. It's growingly apparent that the elite, the people who secretly rule over us, have it in mind to destroy the family unit through a variety of methods, primarily through the introduction of It Takes a Village socialism and collectivism, which is engineered unity, such as we have clearly seen in Nazi or communist systems. In such a welfare state system, the male is gradually taken out of the picture because he poses the biggest threat. He instinctively protects the family when threatened, but when the family is broken up, there's nothing to defend, eliminating the need for a dad. As a result, the state and an army of social workers seemingly take care of the female and children. The children are also forced into government training camps, that is, schools, to accept the doctrines of the state. So what methods were used to break up the family unit? Then the introduction of feminism drove a huge wedge between male and female. Feminism ultimately converted mom into a worker. Instead of taking care of the child, she makes barely enough money to cover the cost of daycare. Cost of living increases have monumental effects on the family unit. Now mom and dad have to slave just to barely cover the cost of living. Now mom and dad rush home. Dad flips on the television. Mom does the dishes, and then she's ready for bed. But the breakup of the family was also accomplished through free love, an engineered promiscuity above the normal levels of it, which would ensure that people would be unable to mate or stay with one person for a very long time. Add to this IV fertilization, in which male becomes completely expandable to the point that even lesbian couples can have children. By the way, on a personal note, I know this because my wife's best friend did exactly that. She has not had a boyfriend. She's 41 years old and had a child 3 years ago and did it through a sperm donor. so there's no dad. And then I go on to read, of course, they need the sperm donor, but usually, unless you are a specified donor like David Crosby, the male is no more than an abstract genetic blueprint with no other use. So today we see a lot of isolation and broken up families, which is the norm rather than the exception as it used to be. In addition, the television was widely introduced into homes in the 1950s. At first, most people didn't have them, but by 1960, just about everyone had at least one TV set in the home, and the people began to stare transfixed at the boob tube more and more, to the point that conversation itself was hijacked and replaced by various shows. People are so enervated and exhausted by a variety of stresses during the day that the only thing they want to do when they get home is to enjoy some passive vegetating in front of the hypnotic glowing screen, which spews out mostly degenerative garbage, idiocy, and propaganda 24 hours a day. The internet is the ultimate replacement of the television. Instead of staring at the blue haze of the TV, you're interacting with the blue haze of your computer monitor. People are being isolated through heavy reliance on the internet for social interaction, the ultimate form of this virtual reality venues such as Second Life. It's also like we're digging a deep hole in the ground or burying our head. In addition to this, people are addicted to a vast range of substances and technology, which are very destructive to relationships and to other things, as being addicted to texting on cell phones, going to chat rooms, and commenting on blogs. And it won't stop there, but only develop further because people don't see what's coming and even seem to care about anything at all that's important. Humans will literally be sucked into a type of matrix-like alternative reality through computers and the internet, to the point that they won't be able to distinguish the virtual reality from the real reality. Addiction to video games is another aspect of the agenda, conditioning the young with unreality and training them to be killers. It's no surprise that just about every video game is funded by the military. This is the ultimate example of divide and conquer. You divide the family unit and conquer what's left. When I was with my original family, it's stunning how, when I think about my original family, it's stunning how spread out we are. My brother lives in St. Louis, Missouri, and he used to live in Idaho, so he's actually closer than he was. My sister lives north of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My parents live outside Atlanta, Georgia. And of course, you all know I live here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. If I were to drive to visit each member of my family, it would take literally at least a week. It used to be that families lived within a mile of each other. That's about 25 years ago. The average family lived a mile of each other. The breakup of the families is in full swing. So since 2006, I've been protesting the traditional celebrations like birthdays and holidays. I do this because it's ridiculous to save a day or so to bond with my family. Instead, I want to bond with my family on a daily or even weekly basis. And I ended the article there because I ran out of time. But, I mean, there it is. If you want to know